Welcome back, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 13th, 2023. Got your host, James, behind the mic, and it's time to talk real estate with our good friends from Coldwell Banker Senior Realtors, one of our favorite segments we get to do every month. Want to say a good morning to our great friend, J.R. Seward. Good morning, J.R.
Good morning, James. Good to be here.
Also, want to say a good morning to Jennifer Parr Murphy. Good to see you, Jennifer.
Good morning.
And Lindsay Schneider here. Good morning, Lindsay.
Hi, James.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate all of you in the time, especially in this hot studio. thank you for being here, guys. Lindsay, I want to let you kick things off here.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us. I'm definitely proud to be sitting with these local real estate leaders, JR and Jennifer. We just recently had a kind of a big event happen in our Coldwell Banker family where we strengthened our family of companies across Wisconsin Rapids, Rome, and Adams with a passing of a baton with Jennifer and JR. So we're excited to talk about that today.
Yeah. JR, I'll let you go ahead and tee this.
You bet. Well, let's start, I guess, with a little bit of history. Seward Realtors has been serving the central Wisconsin area for over 90 years. And actually going back to 1933, and the Seward family started that. And in 1952, actually the year I was born, in April of that year, formed Seward's Real Estate and Insurance, and that was with my father. In 1978, I joined the company. And now, 90 years later, we're passing on that baton to Jennifer as the new leader and owner of our company, which is really an amazing event, you know, for us, because we're very excited about the succession of our company and continuing to serve the community as Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors going forward.
Yeah. Jennifer, how are you feeling about this?
Well, excited, overwhelmed, all the things, hit you all at once. The transition has been really wonderful. Little known fact, JR and I have been business partners in the Rome location for over 15 years. So it's not new to me, the business. I've been in real estate, you know, since 2000 through Rome and Adams, but we're just really excited to kind of continue what we've built over the many years that we've been together.
I'm not going to get the opportunity to embarrass him much more going forward, so I'm going to take it right now because JR and my family have a little history. JR's helped my mom and dad out in one of the hardest situations they've ever been in. They needed a place instantly, and JR helped them find it. And they find this place, but the place didn't have a refrigerator in it. And my mom was a little disappointed by that, but didn't say anything else because that's my mom. They go away to grab their stuff. They come back a couple hours later, 4 or 5 hours later or whatever, get inside. There's a refrigerator there. This is the standard that has been set by Seward. This is the way that, you know, the real estate is supposed to be done, where there's the personal touch. There is the caring about people. There is caring about your community. I'm not saying every real estate agency does this, but you guys sure do it, and you do it well. How important is it to you to keep that personal touch, to keep that local feeling going that has been going on for so long with Sierra Realtors?
That's the number one important thing for our agents, as well as our community, as well as the customers we serve. I come from a family legacy company as well. Belva Parr Realty in Adams. Belva's my grandmother. I'm third generation realtor. So the fact that I'm now entering into a longer partnership with another family company, the family legacy is the most important thing to me. So that will continue.
Well, and I know we haven't gotten to talk that much, Jennifer, but one thing, I just, you know, hearing it in your voice, I can hear that. I can hear how much it means to you. I can hear that these aren't just words to you. You care about this area. You care about this industry. That, I think that's really cool. And it also feels like something that's almost, I don't want to say vital or necessary to the job, but it sure feels like you're better at the job when you care.
It
really does show. It really does.
Absolutely. And I think we're losing, in general in our communities, just that connection. Everything from after COVID to instant emails to nobody leaves a voicemail, everybody text messages. So I feel like that's my job, is to bring back those connections, and then that will trickle down from our agent connections with their clients. And customer service has always been number one for us. So your refrigerator story, that's what we do.
Yeah.
You know, when there's a problem, we do our best to solve it, make it right, and help our customers have a good experience.
JR, you couldn't have found better hands to be putting this into. Jennifer's going to do amazing at this. And thank you for the history, the origin story of yours there, too. And knowing not only that you're in this industry, you've been in this industry so long, but you know what it's like to a family industry and to keep up that legacy of that, what's going on with that. But how are you feeling with this, JR? I mean, I know that this is something that's a good thing. These are all positives and everything, but change is change. It's never the easiest thing to transition and such, especially when it's not just a business. This is your family name. This has got a lot to it and everything. So how are you feeling with it, bro?
Well, just like you said earlier when we were talking off air, you know, your radio station, WFHR, also, you know, has continued, you know, in the marketplace and has gone through several changes just within the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And you've been part of each of those, which mm-hmm. is really neat. And I'm very excited about it. I feel so upbeat about, you know, the opportunity to have Jennifer in this leadership position and also the opportunity for me to have some flexibility and to continue to listen and sell mm-hmm. and enjoy what I've done for 45 years of my life.
Yeah. And our community has made that much better from that and from this transition. This is going to be really,
agreed.
This is going to be a great thing. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited about this. We're very here as a community to support you and the change and the switch and looking forward to what's to come with Coal Banker. It's going to be great. Is there anything else you wanted to mention or do you want to get to the market update, everybody?
Well, I think just commenting on the you know the corridor that we're now able to serve, I think that's really a plus.
Yeah, I think it just allows us to leverage and collaborate and kind of integrate our services to deliver that same exceptional experience from Wisconsin Dells to, you know, Stevens Point and beyond those borders. We really can spread our wings a little bit and get outside our box and continue on what is working, but also have a little bit of new ideas in there too to find out what else we can do.
Yeah, it's a cool opportunity too when you have something that's so well established, runs so well, and it doesn't need necessarily to be tinkered with, but a new set of eyes always mm-hmm. gives a different set of a different angle on things, and that's always fun. That's refreshing. That's kind of everything could use that from time to time, and it's nice to have that. And again, when we're talking about an industry that is so personal. It's really good to have it with something like that.
Yeah, and I think this move and some others that we've done just strengthens, you know, our collaboration even more from what we've been doing for the last, you know, 15 years. So, mm-hmm. and all of that does is support our customers better.
Now, I imagine once this transition is complete, JR, you will be off running marathons the whole time. No. You're still going to be a part of things here a little
Absolutely.
Bit, in an advisory
yep.
role, correct?
I'm in an advisory role, and in addition to that, as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to be able to continue to serve my clients and their real estate needs.
This really strengthens the Central Wisconsin area, and we're made better for it. I appreciate the time to be able to talk about this, too. A lot of times, I think when these things happen, it's kind of maybe there's a newsletter that goes out, and that's about it. I love how much you've put into this, going to the last time we talked to now and giving the community the behind-the-curtain look of this. I know people appreciate that. It's part of why we do it here at the station all the time. You know, gone are the days that pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Like, now pay attention to the man behind the curtain. Speaking of that, one of the things that JR and I always like to do is being able to get into a market update. I think now's a good time to kind of shift into that. And it's not JR on the spot I get to put anymore, though. I get to put you on the spot now, Lindsay. So, Lindsay, with this market update, where do you want to begin? You want to go right into the heart of it, or where do you want to start?
Well, actually, I think we were going to start in the Rapids area, so I'm going to pass the buck to JR, and then you can pick on me, okay?
Sounds good. I can wait to pick on you. I don't mind. I don't.
It'll be worth the wait.
It'll be worth it.
So in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area, the market, you know, started out slower this year, and there were all sorts of factors that led into that. Higher interest rates are part of that. But we're seeing that really, in spite of those higher interest rates, the demand for homes and the buyers that are out there waiting for homes is continuing to be extremely strong. In fact, so far year to date, The market is down about 9% in terms of number of homes sold. That's quite different than other areas of the state. Even as close as like Stevens Point or Wausau, some of those areas are down 25 and 30%. So
that perspective is good to keep in mind.
It is. We have a very strong market here in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area. Average sale price is starting to stabilize. Right now, the average sale price for our market is $187,000. That's up 2% year over year. And it's by no means becoming a buyer's market. The demand is still there. If people are considering putting their home on the market, it's a great time for them to put their home on the market. Mm-hmm. They don't need to wait for interest rates to drop. And as we talked about in some of the earlier shows, I heard one lender say, marry the house, date the rate. And it's really an insight into just because rates are higher now, that doesn't mean you should miss the opportunity to get that home that you want, because you can always refinance on the rate.
Right.
So something to keep in mind. Average days on market are remaining about the same. They've stabilized also. I thought what was interesting is that the median, meaning where most of the home sales fall, is 52 days. Getting just a mortgage is 30 to 45 days. So that gives you an idea. From the time that hits the market to the time of closing, only 52 days. That's a very small number of days from the time that that house comes on the market and it goes under contract or pending, as it might be noted online. The sale price to list price ratio still remaining strong at 101%. That's the average for the entire market in the Wisconsin Rapids area. Share a quick story about a home that came on the market last Friday over by Lake Wazicha. I was showing the home to one of Carolyn's in her office clients. She was at Bluegrass at the Lake. And when we were there, it looked like it was a party. There was cars on both sides of the street in the driveway. There was realtors and buyers all going around, and because it was a vacant home, so there were overlapping showings. Before we left the property, we got a notification that there were five offers already, and the seller was going to be making a decision that night at 8 o'clock. This all happened in the matter of a few hours. We found out that there were a total of 8 offers on that property, and the property clearly went for over asking price. So, and that particular property was in that 250,000 price range. So, you know, very close to the average sale price, or actually above for our market. And so that is an example of how strong the market still is.
Would we like to go on to the next?
Yeah, go.
Sure. All right. So, Lindsay, I want to make sure to not cut anybody off. So, I don't want to cut anybody off there or anything. We'll fix that.
That's the first time I've ever seen that happen, James.
In part because I want to make darn sure that I don't do what I just did. And like, I feel like I'm insulting Lindsay or something like that. Because I'm really looking forward to working with you, Lindsay, and doing this. It's going to be a lot of fun. So where do you want to start, Lindsay? Do you want to go with Rome? Do you want to go to Rome with your update, or?
I think we'll start with Adams County and then kind of drill down to Rome, since that's a segment of the county overall. But we're seeing some like things and some things that are a little bit different than what JR was just talking about with the number of properties that are sold. We are also down in the county as well as in Rome as the number of units. But when we're talking about the average sold price, we're significantly up. So for the county overall, the average sales price is up 15% year over year. And then just drilling down a little bit more specifically to the township of Rome, that average sales price is up 28%, which is shocking,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
And so this, the average sold period, excuse me, the average sold price currently in Rome is up to $386,000. So a little bit different values, right, that we just discussed in the Rapids area, and that's 20 minutes south, you know, and some different amenities in that area, but it's a
$200,000 differential.
It's huge difference.
It also, being able to go through these updates and giving these stats here, it shows you how much things can change 20 minutes this way, 20 minutes that way. It really is interesting.
Very market specific.
Yeah, yeah. Which I think is a good thing to keep in mind. I don't mean to cut you off there, Lindsay, but JR and I talk about this a lot when it comes to national news and the real estate. And there's a lot of times where you will see a story from a national news network or something talking about real estate, and they talk about it in a very umbrella kind of blanket way. Like, this is the whole industry, and the industry is such a regional thing. I'm not saying that you don't pay no attention to that stuff. I'm just saying, when you hear those things, do a little digging into your own neck of the woods and your own zip code, and see if that story is kind of affecting yours or how it plays into one or the other.
Absolutely. Well, and some similarities, we just talked about kind of the big difference between Rapids and just south in the county of Adams and the Township of Rome, but a similarity is that we also are getting a higher sales price than a list price. So the county overall, we're at 99%, so just shy of, you know, meeting that asking price. Mm-hmm. And then in Rome, we're at 102 for a list to sales price ratio, so getting more. So
yeah,
a little bit back to that story of, you know, these properties, just because we still are in that low inventory market where we don't have a lot of property to sell. So when one pops on the market, we're having a party in the front yard and everyone's there. And and we're all bidding against that same property. So, and the thing that is maybe playing a part into that Rome market is the lakes. We still have a really strong second home market that brings from southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, that people see our values, even though they're up, you know, 28%, if that's the number I told you. Yep, 28%.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
That those values are still quite affordable and reasonable to some of those buyers that are coming from out of the area when you're talking about waterfront. So it's an interesting dynamic in the community right now.
If when we're talking about this and we look at the perspective of the buyer, what are something in this area specific that buyers should keep in mind with this, other than, you know, just jumping on these products as soon as you can and getting a bid in as soon as you can? But what is something that is going to be able to help them in that decision making? Like, I know that we're looking for more houses. Well, that is certainly an inventory is certainly an issue, but I've talked to some people who they're not in this area. They're buying a house in Appleton and everything. But one of the first things that they came out of is like, well, we just can't be too picky. And I thought about that, and I know, you know, we all have a standard sometimes that could be, you know, almost perfection, and that's not going to happen maybe. But with such a big important purchase, I kind of want you to be a little picky. I want you to get what you want. I don't want you to settle. Is that one of the first things you would talk to a client about? Is that something that you would have a conversation about? Is that something that even comes up with you guys? Because I was a little surprised to hear it myself.
I think we definitely want our buyers to get what they want. You know, I think the conversation is, you know, is there a must-have list and maybe a want list, and we can be a little bit more discerning about, you know, the needs of the family. Maybe we have, you know, some children and we need a certain number of bedrooms versus, you know, specifics of, you know, the exact type of the yard or something, something that we could be a little bit more flexible, right?
Yeah.
Exactly, 100%. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it really comes back to just, it's such an important time to have a real estate professional to provide sound information to really help you, like you mentioned, quickly to have our ducks in a row so that when you are a buyer, you have a professional helping you from one of our three wonderful Colo Banker brokerages to assist you in making sure that, you know, we have that pre-approval letter in hand going into it. We're ready to write an offer when the time is right, when we find that home that is the one for us. And then someone at your side to help you make the best possible decision, whether it really is selling or buying. As you mentioned, it's one of the largest financial decisions, and it's really just important to have someone to assist you to make sure that you can have a favorable outcome, to negotiate on your behalf, and to be there to answer your questions along the way.
Well said. We're sitting back with our friends from Colo Banker Sierra Realtors and Let's Talk Real Estate. And we have Jennifer and JR with us and Lindsay. And Lindsay, we were talking a little bit off air about this, about what a great time it is to be a seller. And I think that a lot, even an average person looking at headlines, looking at the data, might come to those conclusions. But what is it about that that we want to really bring home, that this is the seller's time?
It is. I mean, we're in a strong seller's market. We discussed, you know, the stats, the overall stats of three different communities and across a couple counties. And the overall answer is that the average sales price is up in those markets and in those counties in our central Wisconsin corridor. And so for people that are thinking about selling, even if it is a distance out, you know, maybe you're not thinking about it till next year or something, it is still a great time to give us a call at Coldwell Banker, one of our offices, like I mentioned, in Rome, Adams, or Rapids, or find us online to start the conversation, prepare your home for when you are ready to sell, and understanding what goes into that, and also the different things to prepare yourself and your family for that transition.
I think it really well said, especially that last part there. We in this day and age talk so much about mental health, and that's great. It's really good that we do, but we're still learning how much that involves. And how many different areas it does. We think of mental health, we think of it, well, we're struggling from this, or we're struggling with that, or we're having an issue with this. Change. Just period, change. It is going to involve that. It is going to involve your dynamic with that. And being able to touch on what you guys have been, and especially what you were hitting on there, Lindsay, about having somebody right by your side throughout this process that knows what they're doing, that can metaphorically or literally hold your hand throughout this process, that comfort that comes with that, that's a little bit easier on the mental health. And the more prepping that you do on this, the more preparing. Would you guys say that if I'm sitting back and I'm with my significant other, and that's kind of funny to think of, actually. But hey, we have a house in this imaginary world that I live in and everything, that we're going to sell. Like the moment we mention and the moment we're thinking about, you know, maybe it'd be a good idea to move down south or do whatever and everything, we're thinking about it right then and there. That's not a bad time to start reaching out to you guys. Like even when the ball is just starting to get developed here and everything.
That's so true. And that's at that time that we would like our radio audience out there, the people that are hearing this, whether it's, you know, on the radio, podcast, or wherever it may be, that they do reach out to us, because that we have, you know, proven over the 90 years that we can be your trusted real estate advisor, and we're there to walk you through those steps. You don't have to be ready to put your home on the market today to give us a call. Give us a call ahead of time so that we can give you the information to make an informed decision. That's really what it's about. And there's no cost or charge to do that. We're looking at it as beginning a working relationship that is potentially going to evolve into business down the road.
If you reach out to Coldwell Banker Sierra Realtors, you do this, you don't, maybe you're not going to get the price you might thought of or whatever, and it's not the market you thought or what have you. No blood, no foul. I mean, it's okay. You can maybe reassess in another year, or maybe you understand maybe more of what you have in that. The more planning, the more prep, the better.
Yeah, and I think there's some really key strategies that are key to this market. We've never seen this market, just like we didn't see the market through COVID. There were adjustments and new developments coming all of the time. As a seller in this market, as JR alluded to get 8 offers at one time, that's a whole new ballgame. That's a whole bunch of different contingencies and strategies that buyers agents are using to win the offer. And that's going to be overwhelming, let alone having your front yard trampled by, you know, 30 showings in the first, 4 hours. So I think it's really important to be prepared for that. Mm-hmm. And the only way to prepare is to start early.
Well said. And it's a really good point to bring up, too, because this is an industry that you guys always got to be doing your homework on, I imagine. You're constantly keeping up the data on, and then this all happens. And you've got this market that it is now and everything. To be able to talk to people that know what they're doing and are just as informed as you would need them to be and constantly keeping up on that information, you're going to feel that much more confident about it. And going back to change and mental health and how it can do to us, the more time you have to sit with this and plan this, the better you're going to feel about it. And getting the ball rolling is how you do that.
And oftentimes in today's technology-based world, a lot of people just go out to a site at like, let's say, Zillow or Realtor.com and to get an estimate. And Coldwell Banker has a great one on, my home's value also. But that's only just an indicator. And as we've talked about in the show, it's so important that you have a real estate professional that can look at your home, see what you've done with that home or what could be done with that home to help you get the most value out of it and help you get the greatest equity that you've, been working on building over the years.
Yeah, well said. If people have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of the things we've talked about today, Lindsay, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, I won't tell the actual phone numbers, but later. please just give us a call at one of our Coldwell Banker offices. Like we've mentioned, we have an office in Adams Friendship, the town of Rome, and Wisconsin Rapids. We're super excited that we're all officially linked together under the leadership of Jennifer. And we also can be found online. And we're really just excited to start those conversations with our neighbors, our community members, and to help people and their families plan whatever their real estate needs may be.
Lindsay, that was awesome. We're keeping that in. I thought it was awesome. That was great. I loved it. I thought it was great. We do real radio around here. You were good. You were good. All of you are great. The mental is in good place. We're going to miss you around here, JR. We'll talk to you from time to time and everything, but we're in good hands. We're in very good hands.
I feel so.
Congratulations to you on an amazing legacy, an amazing career, and appreciate you and appreciate your family and everything you've done in this area and will continue to do. And a big congratulations to you, Jennifer. You have earned this, and I am so excited for you in the future that's going forward here. Lindsay, I'm really looking forward to putting you on the spot more. No, I'm looking forward to hanging out with you, Lindsay. Thanks a lot for the time and putting up with me. I appreciate all of you. Thank you for the time, everybody.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes.
You can find out more by going to coldwellbanker.com. That's a great website. Be sure to bookmark it, coldwellbanker.com. We will have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.